We talk about technology in the Business Report on Mondays, and today we'll report on Apple's announcement of a major product release. Well, at least we'll report what we know. The company will not say what it is releasing, yet it has whipped up Apple watchers into a frenzy of anticipation. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Many expect Apple will present a new generation of iPods this week, mainly because they need to. Apple's much-hyped iPhone had disappointing sales, the holiday buying season is around the corner, and it's been a while since Apple released a new iPod. Everyone knows that Apple's music and video player has been the must-have gadget for years, but that's just the problem. Everyone who wants one probably has one, and after several generations of newer and newer iPods, the things already satisfy a lot of people's needs. The small iPod Shuffle is about as small as it could get. The large 80-gigabyte iPod can handle almost anybody's entire record collection and a whole lot of TV shows. If Apple wants to convince iPod owners to shell out another few $100, they need to come up with something especially dazzling. For years, there have been rumors that Apple will create an iPod with a much bigger screen, or with touchscreen technology, or one that can connect to wireless networks, no need for cables. Some combination of these features, or something even cooler, could make this Christmas yet another record-breaking one for the company. But some analysts wonder if this is the year the amazing run Apple's had with its iPod will come to an end. Adam Davidson, NPR News.